Why am I here?
Yeah.
Because I like a lot of his policies. I like a lot of his positions. But most importantly, I like what I see out here. Big crowds, excited crowds. People are very, very excited about his candidacy and what could happen.
Name a policy you care about that he cares about.
Healthcare.
Bob?
Well, I think I like his position on foreign policy.
To wit?
That he believes that America should not be doing preemptive strikes around the world, that we should really think about before we act and move aggressively against another country.
The Dean difference. I'm here to learn about Howard Dean. I actually have a few questions for him if I have the chance to meet him personally. I haven't really decided on a specific candidate, but what I like about Dean is that he offers an alternative to Democrats these days who try to be more Republican than the Republicans.
Why are you here?
A little different, you know. Healthcare, I think. Not so much the concern about the... I think his standing on the Iraqi situation, too. It's quite a bit different than the other guys.
Peter, thank you. Nassim, what's the Howard Dean difference?
Difference? Because I think the issues he has and the way I see him, he's a very genuine, real, good person and good candidate.
I'm here because he's very authentic, incredible. He's unapologetic about being a Democrat, and he was the only candidate to consistently speak out against the war in Iraq.
And I'm just trying to educate myself for the next election.
Aren't we all? Thank you. Why are you wearing a Give 'Em Hell Howard pin, Fran?
Okay. First of all, he's the only one saying anything. And he also will answer your question whether he knows you like the answer or not.
What's he saying that you like?
He's saying everything that I like. He's saying he wants Bush's job. I like that in a man. And I'm famous for saying I will do anything to get this man elected as long as it's not illegal or immoral, and that's negotiable.
John?
I think Dean is very presidential. I think he's he knows everything about all the various issues that he talks about. I think he talked about the tax rollbacks that Bush put in, the tax cuts. I think he's absolutely right on target that those things are to be done away with. And I think I supported Clinton big time, and I would vote for Clinton again if he were here. And Dean is, he might be upset if I said this, but he's at least as dynamic as Clinton is, if not more dynamic. And I think he's going to be a good guy for the job, and I think he'll beat Bush.
Angie?
Well, I think he's addressing health care, which is, I think, a very important issue. I'm really sorry that Clinton dropped the ball on that, and nobody seems to be addressing it. The state of New Hampshire, they haven't had a raise in years because health care keeps going up, and they're not getting a raise, so they're really not getting any money. So, I mean, at 15% going up a year, I really think it's something that has to be addressed. I think he has very doable ideas, and I really like what I see.
The war, is that a factor?
I am definitely against us having gone in the war, definitely. And I think that he is the only one that said up front we shouldn't go in without provocation. We had no provocation to go in that war, and I think that is coming back to bite us.
What about 9/11?
Well, I mean, that was Afghanistan, and that was not has nothing to do with Iraq. I mean, Saddam Hussein was not part of that. And if the regime is bad, there are many of them in this country that are bad. You can go up and down Africa. Why pick them? And why not do them all? And we can't afford to. There's just not enough Americans to go around to fight all these wars. So, I mean, I just was dead against it, and I think we won the war, and we're going to lose the peace. And it's costing us $1 billion a month or a week, whatever the latest number is. And I'd like to see that put to use in this country, like fixing up some of the cities and now the electrical grid. But we'll see what happens.
What's the Dean difference, Vi?
The Dean difference, oh boy, let me take my book out. Last October, or September rather, when the Democrats, I don't even recognize them, the past 2 years, but when they signed that resolution, they lost me. The ones that signed lost me completely. Look, 9/11 was Afghanistan, Bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda, I think the neocons, and they scare me almost as much as the terrorists do, that they had this in their drawer, top drawer. ready to do. And and the Democrats were acting as bad. I can't tell the neocons whether, you know, Republican or Democrat, when you think there was only 8 or 9 that didn't vote. So that was my first thing. And, of course, a lot of other ideas that he has, you know, I'm for, especially medical.
Why Howard Dean? I like what he did in Vermont.
What did you do?
Fiscal conservative, responsible like that. And I like his stance on the war. And the idea that the health care, all those.
Health care would be my number one priority, and I think Dean has that.
What do you expect him to do that Bill Clinton couldn't manage to do? On health care.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question.
He seems to me to represent the antithesis of George Bush. And I think every decision that George Bush has made since he's been in office has been wrong. It's been for special interests. And I think that Dean represents the opposite of Bush in terms of where he's going to take this country, in terms of energy, in terms of the environment, in terms of taxation. And I think we do need the opposite of what Bush is doing to destroy the environment and a future for America, and especially a future for our children, which I think Bush is taking away and trying to hand to big money interests, especially big oil.
What's the Dean answer to this sense of insecurity that George Bush has so played on?
Well, I think, again, that Bush has taken the stupid man's approach where he has basically answered every question with bombs and destruction. I think that Dean will bring in an effort to try to understand the situation, promote education of people in the Middle East. I think that trying to devote understanding is much more important than bringing bombs to the area.
Kerry, I was also leaning towards. But Kerry seems to be wavering on some of the issues right now, and that kind of, I have to wait and see, but I don't, you know. The other one was Joel Lieberman, but he lost me. He just lost me. His message is clear, but most of his issues are geared mostly towards Republicans, and I'm an independent, but I mean really Republicans. And I know he's a moderate, but I think he's a little bit too much of a moderate. I'm a moderate too, but that not that drastically.
What makes Howard Dean special this year?
What makes him special? Well, he immediately came out against the war. He's really been very strong opposing the Bush policies, which have been so tragic and horrendous for everybody. I was just sharing with Kathy the great speech he had last week on farm policy. I was really excited about that. I like his position on trade. I just like his position. I feel he has a lot of integrity and somebody I can trust, and I'm excited about working for him.
What's the difference between Howard Dean and the other Democrats?
I'm great peace with justice activist. And so the only other one that I would be interested in at all is Kucinich. And I just don't think he has what Dean has. And I just feel that Dean is the candidate that can win. And I want a candidate that can win so that we can get rid of Bush. Because I'm terrified, you know, of what's happening in our country.
I'm here because I heard the buzz from my friends, actually. And I wanted to find out more. And my friends were really excited about his speeches and his words, and as well as his use of the Internet.
What is it about the use of the Internet?
I think it relates to what they know best. I'm in the college age, and a lot of us are using computers, and that's the medium that we understand and use the most. So that's very much connects with us.
We hate George Bush. He's got too much testosterone and not enough brains.
My mother would say he hasn't got the brains God gave a goose.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
What's the Howard Dean difference?
Sincerity and intelligence.
And I'm looking for health care. And I know that the children of Vermont have health care. The children around the rest of the country don't have that. I don't have that if I should retire. I can't retire. And I got laid off. So, a forced retirement, sort of.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it would be nice to have someone that I'm not embarrassed to say is a president. I'm embarrassed to be in this country right now. I think George Bush has done so many stupid things that it's embarrassing. And he's embarrassed us around the world. Just, and I'm looking for someone who is, has a brain with foreign policy, has a little bit of courtesy and know-how in dealing with people, and knows what he's talking about. He doesn't have to have somebody whispering in his ear all the time.
They're holding us hostage because of 9/11. You disagree with George Bush on anything. You're un-American. You're not as good as American as the Republicans are. We're just a piece of shit. Well, this piece of shit knows how to talk, and I know how to vote, too. And I know how to work hard, and we will get Dean in.
Thank you, Pat.
Where everybody knows that this No Child Left Behind is a joke.
Yeah, it is.
It's a joke because it does nothing but hamper teaching styles. It makes the schools responsible for what the parents should have done before the children came to school. It doesn't make any sense.
It's another step on the road to making us a fascist state.
Are your views commonly held in New Hampshire? Do you think this guy's got a shot at winning the nomination?
Dean? Yes, I think he's got a very good shot at it.
I think people are beginning to wake up.
Yeah, they're beginning to come alive. People are beginning to listen to him and hear what he has to say and recognize that he isn't tainted by having voted for all the Bush projects. Most of the other candidates have supported Bush all the way along. They ought to just bow out. We need a complete and total change.
What is the difference, so to speak?
I suppose predominantly a backbone for a Democrat. I mean, not to be funny, but a lot of the Democrats campaigning, while they claim to be somewhat opposed to the war in Iraq, they never actually were, where Dean is from the beginning has been. His health care is actually a true reform compared to the other ones, which are more token reform, more giveaways to corporations. I mean, his is a good beginning, covering people up to the age of 25.
How would Howard Dean deal with this menace that people seem to feel from abroad?
Well, I definitely feel he wouldn't get distracted by propaganda wars like Iraq, where we didn't have evidence to go in. We didn't have proof of anything. And he will focus more on capturing Osama bin Laden, keeping more than 8,000 peacekeepers in Afghanistan, which is now the world's largest opium supplier. And I think he definitely would give the military a mandate to stop the drug production in Afghanistan, which they do not have currently. I mean, it's a different focus.
Jeremy, you're a well-informed man of many opinions. Where do you get your most important information these days?
Mostly reading Time Magazine, Concord Monitor, CNN.com, NPR, and NHPR. Those are my primary sources.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing is he's attracting a lot of people, not just Democrats, and independents, and I think there are a lot of people who voted for Clinton, even people who might not have been for everything he was for, but they recognized that he was a capable, smart person, who I guess was a moderate in general, but who had a vision and who didn't. I haven't seen Howard Dean living by polls yet, but maybe I just don't see that.
Interesting. Doug, thank you.